Can you take the logo off?
Thanks, Emily.
Right, as I nailed it. I sung a synth.
Yeah, very nicely done, as per usual.
I didn't even mean to. Well, yeah. I mean, I did mean to.
Well, you're a born showman, Matthew. Yeah. You're a natural talent. It can't really be helped. It's just sort of the way of things.
Can you take me? All right. Let's talk about you. You're fresh off the plane.
Oh, God. Don't. That's the last thing I want
fresh
to talk
off
about
the plane.
Me.
Yeah, we're talking
fresh
about you.
Off the plane, for sure. Went from Orlando to Buffalo via Baltimore, so had to take a stop.
Intentional stop?
Well,
I mean, it was a layover. You had
a
layover.
Yeah. Really nice.
Where'd
bathrooms in the Baltimore airport, Southwest.
Okay.
I hate to shit on them, but it's brutal.
Because
it's
what,
a no
what
man's
boarding
land.
Group
it's
were
a no
you?
Man's land. I was boarding group.
Did you check in early
B.
enough? Okay, B's good.
B's not as good as you think it is, man. I thought B was going to be like.
Well, you got to go
clear.
Back of the plane. If you go back of the plane.
No, because that's the thing, man. Everybody goes back of the plane.
And
they
go
don't
front
realize
of the plane.
That. But by the time you think about going to the front of the plane, you're already in the back of the plane, man. You're stuck. One
Wait,
time.
Well, how many boarding groups were there?
There's three. Maybe there's four.
Is there a D? I was going to say. I mean, B, you should get.
Dude.
You should get at least a seat next to whoever you're with if you
nope,
want.
Nope, not even close.
I don't even believe that.
No way, man. Yeah, well, you're wrong. I hate to tell you, but
no,
it's
because
just,
think about it. Think about this with
Matthew.
Me.
I just was on two
but were you
Southwest
being picky?
Flights.
Like, there might
wasn't
be a middle
picky.
Seat.
Wasn't no, of course, dude. I'd kill for a middle seat with you know a two people
with somebody
whatever
you know.
Yeah, I would have loved it. Would have loved it.
So you're telling me you boarded this plane in B and the only seats available were middle seats in between strangers?
Yes, except for one aisle seat because there was a couple that sat window middle. So I hit the aisle.
How big was this plane? Was this Orlando to Baltimore? Or
it's the same
plane size?
Same plane, 737.
You were B in both?
I was B in both.
And this happened both. I think that's on you. How quickly were you ready to get in line when they called B?
I was in line, baby. And you know they give you like numbers, so everybody gets on the plane.
Oh, because you're like 1 through 25.
Yeah.
What number were you in B?
B 40.
Yeah, I mean I think there's only 50 people in B.
No, there's 60. There's 60
so you're
people
at the back.
Per
you're,
per
you're
thing.
You're late B. That's different than saying B. B and 40
it's
plus B,
B
is so
it's
different.
It's still B,
no,
dude. Because
they already boarded
it's
B1 through 30,
B,
too.
But you're seeing,
B1 through 30 is already
you're
asleep
seeing
on the
B
plane.
On the ticket, but you're seeing B on the ticket, and it lulls you into this sense of comfort
that's
just not
yourself,
there.
Did you check in yourself, or did you check a bag?
Yeah, I checked a bag.
I wonder if that's why. Did you check in pre-flight?
Yeah.
What time did you check in?
I don't know, like as soon as you can.
24 hours in advance?
Yeah.
And you were B50.
I was B48.
B50.
B48.
No, because we're not.
Because I met the guy who was B50, okay? And I don't want to be grouped in with him.
I know, but 49's a mouthful. I can't call you 40 because you're not. Or 48's a mouthful. I can't call you 40. Because you're not 40, so you're pretty much
no,
50.
What I am is 48. It's the literal number. It's the literal number that it was.
I know, but we're rounding.
You're rounding? Now you're just completely adjusting the study to fit
Listen,
your needs.
What are B48 and B are two different classes. Two different
it's
statuses.
It's in B. You're the one
you gotta be
who's
B30
talking
plus.
About. You're the one who's talking.
You gotta
who,
be B30
You're the
plus.
One who said it was my fault. Well, I told you I was in the B group, and you said, oh, you couldn't get the seat? You're the one who was thinking all this great stuff about
well, because,
the B group that I hate to break to.
Because if you're B48, you're pretty much in C. You're pretty much in C, brother.
But
C's already in line when you're scanning your ticket. You're C. You're pretty much C.
That's true. But it was still B. It was still
I know,
B.
But now it makes way more sense. Like you were leaving out crucial details. You were only telling us what you wanted us
you
to do.
You asked that. You all you did was ask what group I was in.
I know, but if you
and I told
B
you the answer to that.
Eight. If you're B48, you don't say I was in B. You say,
what?
Dude, I was B4. I'm B, but
I was in B.
But
you asked me. what group I was in.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I told you it was B.
You're totally missing the point here.
You're missing.
No, I'm not, Andy. If you're B sub 30,
mm-hmm.
you say, I was B, but I was late B. I was a late B.
I was a late
Cause
B.
Because then, let's go into this. I said, were you in line when the B's got caught? And you're like, dude, I was the first freaking one in line.
Well, okay, that's not what I said. I said, of course, I was ready to go because I absolutely was. The second the A's go, I'm in there.
I know, but.
I'm B ready. I'm a B ready.
But remember,
B stands for B ready, man. I'm a B ready.
You weren't ready.
B48
enough.
Ready.
You should have been B ready enough to check in 24 hours before the flight. Check. Or you don't fly Southwest where they leave it up to a gamble.
All right, you got me. I don't know when we checked in because I didn't have anything to do with the flights. You know I wouldn't have flown Southwest.
Somebody checked you in late, bro.
People.
Somebody's out to get you.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Other than that, how was the trip? How was good flights? Good flights?
Oh, yeah, good flights. I'll tell you what, Matthew. I like a little turbulence. I like a little bumping around up there. I don't know where you are exactly with your... I know you've had some trouble with flying in the past.
I was very afraid of flying.
Very afraid of...
You seem
to do very well now.
Yeah, I'm pretty over it. Not like over it, but I'm just like whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a little windy in Baltimore and Buffalo.
Always is windy coming into Buffalo.
We're getting bumped around a little bit, and I was like... This is kind of nice, especially, you know, after being on all, like, the roller coasters and different rides and stuff. It was kind of like, I don't know, it was good. I like a little turbulence. It puts me at ease. Because just to let you know it's that everything's still there, you know what I'm saying? I like
when
a little turbulence.
When it's too smooth, you're like, something bad's going to happen here.
No,
I don't like this. I don't like this conversation. I don't like this theory. Next time I go to fly in an airplane, this is the first thing I'm going to think about, like, fuck, I jinxed myself because... What are you going to do?
Well, you know, knock on wood a couple times, you'll be fine. Fucking reverse jinx. Wow, that's you're going to have great... I think you should going to win the lottery, kid. But yeah, I like a little bumping around. I like to see other people get nervous. Sometimes that kind of puts me at ease, too. So I'm like, well, if this fucking idiot's freaking out, we're going to be fine.
How was the trip?
Trip was good. You know, Disney doing it right. The picture I sent you of the bathrobes.
Yeah, I saw it.
I bought those in the lobby of the hotel, and I was like, this is what we're doing. So you know what was kind of cool was most of the time, dude, I'll tell you what was brutal, though. We got up so fucking early.
What time is early?
6 o'clock. I know. You're right.
Yeah.
But to go to, I mean, to like rope drop these parks and stuff, it was a lot. But we'd go back to the hotel for like a couple hours in the afternoon. Dude, that is the way.
And then you go back to a different park.
You go back, you got to, no, same park. Because I don't know, the way they do the hopper
pass,
thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, you know, you go back to the park for a dinner reservation. Oh, I also had the best meal I've ever had in Disney World.
Well, we'll
World.
Get to dinners, though. I don't want to talk dinners yet, because we'll talk spots. I got a lot. See, this is interesting to me. Why don't they do anymore is, like, the magic hours.
Yeah, I think they just brought them back. Oh, you know, no, I'll tell you what they do is different. So, they just brought back, like, the magic hour type thing. But it's not for anybody staying on any property. It's only for the deluxe hotels get extra hours. So if you're staying at, like, the Riviera or the Grand Floridian.
The Poly, yep.
Wilderness Lodge. Then
you get to.
Yeah.
Probably, like, I think Key West is one of the, like.
Deluxe ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But, like, if you're staying at, like, Pop Century or Wide World of Sports or
Brother,
something like
they
that.
Kick you right out. Yeah. They kick you right
they close,
out.
They shut you. They send you out early.
Yeah.
They make you wear you have a scarlet letter on your chest.
You got to leave with the sun, man.
Yeah.
You're staying. Dude, I I do like the Pop Century, though.
But I've never been.
I stayed there a couple times.
Because the magic hours used to be able to get, like, 1 and 2 a.m. magic hours. Like, are they still going deep? Dude, they used to run late magic hours.
No. No, like, they're just still, like,
midnight
11.
Yeah,
see, and like it's, like, very specific. It's, like, only certain parks. Not even, like,
well,
a certain park
only be
one
certain
day.
Par- oh, it used to
but
be
it's
a certain park
like
one
that.
Day.
It's,
yeah.
like, it's like week to week. You never know if one's, you know, yeah, it's just all different.
Doesn't
it's
right
all weird.
Because that was the best. Hitting up a little magic, a little late night park action. Now, what
great.
Are they all closed by 10 now?
They all close.
Well, sometimes they close at different hours. Like sometimes Epcot closes at like 8.
Oh, yeah, dude. Animal Kingdom closes at 7, like all the time, just because the animals, I guess. Hit the safari up, though. Also pretty good. Saw
went
a couple
on safari?
Cheetahs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cheetahs?
Yeah, so a couple cheetahs.
How close?
I'm so bad at telling distance, so I don't know.
A
probably
football field?
Probably like 3 feet away. No, they were. I don't know how. I told you I'm bad at that. Maybe a football field? I have no idea, Matthew.
From here to your car?
Maybe.
Dude,
I can't.
I fucking can't. I can't stand it.
I know what
but
I'm
But you're
sorry.
Like, just throw it. But it doesn't even have to be accurate is the thing. I would have taken anything.
I'd say probably 1,500
feet. 1,500
feet? Yeah, is that right?
That's
that
not
right?
close.
Let's
see. A football field is, what, 100 yards? That's 300 feet?
Right.
So you're talking five football
fields?
Probably. Dude, that is far. I don't even know if my eyes can see that far.
Probably. It's been a while since
that's,
I've been
that's
out.
A par,
been a while since
Andy,
I've
that's
been
a par
out
of, five. That's 500 yards.
Okay. Yeah, not that far. Maybe 250 yards. Maybe about that.
Football field. No, shit.
That's two and a half football fields. Yeah. Maybe
that's,
less.
That's a that would be a really short par four or a really long par three.
Maybe 200 yards.
200 yards long par three.
Yeah, maybe 200 yards.
Okay. Dude, I can't.
I know. I'm so bad at that. I'm so bad at telling distances, though. I've always been terrible at it.
I gotta get back. I mean, a lot of people slander Disney World these days. I feel like there's a big stigma about Disney World these days as an
adult.
What
are they saying? What are they saying on the streets?
People, well, see, here's the thing. Is their slander actually isn't necessarily misdirected. Because there's a difference between people who like Disney World and then what they call a Disney adult.
Yeah.
And the Disney adults, I agree. Like, you ever seen that video of the girl who goes to Disney when it finally reopens after COVID and cries because she sees, like, Pluto again?
I think I remember that video,
like,
yeah.
That's fucking, I agree that, like, that's.
Yeah. That's a tough look.
Yeah, you don't want to be that. But, like, Disney World is still the happiest place on earth.
Oh, 100%. It's still, yeah, it's still fun.
Even though I've cried in Disney World many a times.
Oh, brother, I cried in Disney World. Well, I for tantrum reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You've cried in Disney World for other reasons?
Yeah, once.
Why?
Dude, just that show at the end was like, it was so.
How old
it
were
was
you?
So beautiful. Oh, man, this was like 3 years ago.
Oh, come on.
It was longer than that. It was,
I mean,
wait, I remember. Hold on, I remember.
Over 15 is too.
Oh, yeah, I was in college.
I don't want to know the story then. It's just going to.
It was the first time I had ever seen they have these awesome 3D projectors, you know, that do all the crazy patterns on the castle and stuff for the magic show. It was the first time I had ever seen those, and you know, they played some song from Toy Story or Hercules or something. And I got misty. I got real misty.
Fuck, Andy, come on.
I couldn't help it, dude. I don't do it anymore, man. I'm fucking, I don't even like Moana, dude. It's not even that beautiful of a story. You know?
No, I've never seen Moana.
It's sick. It's a sick movie. It's really good.
All right. Now we'll transition into the dining. You did some dining?
Of course. You know
what spots did you hit up? See, and that's interesting,
brother.
Because going back to a park to do dinner is I've never done that before. Like, I've been at a park for dinner, but I've never scheduled a dinner. Like, hey, we're gonna, you know, usually that's when you hit up Downtown Disney Springs.
Of course, of course. Which, Disney Springs, the first night we ate at City Works, which, you know, standard, solid. But I'd never been there before. Let's see, what do we hit?
What? No, Splitsville? Because Splitsville's fucking
I love Splitsville, okay, dude. We did, they've got a barbecue joint in Toy Story Land now. Woody's
Sit
Barbecue
down,
Roundup or something. Mm-hmm. You know what it is? It's all you can eat, but they call it all you care to enjoy. That's like the Disney terminology for, you know, being a fat fuck. So they have like a preset menu and they bring you everything and then you can just, you know, order more of individual whatever you want. And it was really good. You know what they've done at this place, Matthew, that they've brought back. This is what Disney's been missing for a minute. Is you remember the old days when you'd walk around Hollywood Studios, they had the Green Army men, and if you shouted Andy was coming, they'd like have to fall on the ground. They do that version of that in the rodeo. They do like an Andy is coming thing. You know how
like the thunderstorm
at Rainforest Cafe, like the fucking song at Margaritaville. That's how they do it.
The Margarita Volcano.
Yeah, the volcano, all that stuff. That's how they do it. They have, they go like, they have a thing play over the loudspeakers. That's like the Sarge, and he's like, man, Andy's coming, and then they play like it sounds like Andy is, you know, walking around up. Around you, which is actually really creepy, but then everybody's got to freeze. You know, you can't move. And the food was good. They've got. I'll tell you what, Matthew, you're going to be hearing a lot about this slinky spiral macaroni and cheese.
I'm already in. Brisket on there, or what do they got? Pulled pork on there?
No, no pulled pork. They've got brisket. They've got.
But what's
chicken.
The mac? Is it just plain mac and cheese?
Oh, the mac and cheese. It's mac and cheese, and then it's got
breadcrumbs, something like that.
Yeah, but it's like
cornflakes,
Cheez-Its or whatever.
Ooh, Cheez-Its.
Yeah, the right way to do it. Okay. You know?
Whales. I prefer whales, but
whales over Cheez-Its.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Okay. I don't think they sell whales anymore. I do love Cheez-Its, so.
Sausage. A lot of baked beans.
Yeah.
How do you love baked beans, dude?
Because
baked beans
are fucking
delicious.
What, are you living
on the fucking trail?
Dude,
baked beans are gross.
Dude, honestly, if
it was... Cowboys had it wrong. Cowboys got it all wrong.
If it was acceptable, dude, I could definitely live off of, like, my own personal selection of canned foods. Like, beefaroni and baked beans.
Beefaroni?
Yeah.
Dude, I used to work with a guy...
Bro.
Who...
You don't even...
Would... We do, you know... when I was working for Lockport Community Television, we'd have these long shoots, and the van, the production van, would get so hot. And this man would crack open a can of beefaroni and just start eating it out of the can. Don't smile and nod that.
Here's the thing, I don't ever. I actually have never just like bought beefaroni to keep in my cabinet. But when we used to go, like, camping, when we used to go to that music festival, we would bring, like, as many beefaronis as could fit in the car because, dude, you could eat – you just crack them open and eat them.
Dude, it's
put them,
worth
or you put them on, like, the – put them on the burner and heat them up a little bit and then do it so, like, they're warm. You know what I mean? Dude, they're
That's
delicious.
That's frontier living, dude.
I would
That's
crush
frontier
up,
living.
You know. You'd be having a long day in the sun, have a couple beverages, and it'd be, you know, you'd be like, I need to get some food in my stomach, and you'd take a beefaroni and just, you know, put it on the electric or gas grill, you know, and let it heat up a little bit, and then you just put a paper towel on it to hold it, and then you crush up some Doritos and put it in the beefaroni.
Oh, my God, Matthew. Are you kidding me?
I swear. Dude.
You should not be allowed. If you do that, you should not be allowed to buy a house. You should be forced to live
in a
trailer
park. I haven't
done
it in like 4 years, probably. All right,
I'd say that's past the statute of limitations for being fucking gross.
I will say, like, it is a delicious meal. I don't care what anybody says.
Yuck. Doritos over that. Beefaroni.
Doritos over beefaroni.
I hated to do it. Folks, if you're like me, you hate going to the grocery store. And let's be honest, you got enough on your mind anyway, so why add more to your list when you don't have to? Because the good news is right now, you can use Instacart and you can get not just groceries, but some of your favorite products from some of your favorite local stores delivered right to your front door. And the best part is, right now, Two in the Cooler listeners get free delivery on their first order of $10 or more. All you have to do is spend $10 and Instacart will deliver whatever it is you're looking for right to your front door. No delivery fee, baby, okay? That's how it's done. So start making things a little easier on yourself and use Instacart today. Folks, a great way to support the show and do something nice for yourself is to check out all the sick merch we have got over at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. Hoodies, t-shirts, bucket hats, accessories, pint glasses, mugs, notebooks, fanny packs, whatever it is you're looking for. All kinds of great stuff, not just for this show, but also for Scheming and Dreaming and Quested, the other two podcasts that we produce right here. So make sure you go check that stuff out. Get yourself something nice because it's top quality, people, okay? We would not short you on the quality of this sick merch. So once again, check that out. Hit the link in this episode description or go see for yourself at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. Folks, a brand new Patreon is in full swing, baby, okay? Right now, we've got a bunch of backlogged episodes of the Captions On podcast where we're going through the Disney Channel original movie catalog. My God, it's a wild ride. We've got a lot of great stuff planned for the Patreon in the future, so sign up now, check it out early, get in on the mix, okay? And the best part is, it's only $3 a month, so do something nice for yourself, help support the show, and check that out. Once again, that's patreon.com/snackspot. Link's going to be in this episode description or in our Instagram bio, patreon.com/snackspot. And if you're interested in advertising on this show or our twin show, Scheming and Dreaming, or Quested, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast that we produce right here, you can email us at snackspotsports@gmail.com for details on how you can start reaching thousands of listeners in the Buffalo area and beyond, baby. You know, podcast advertising has been shown to be, I believe, up to 19% more effective than traditional media advertising. That's according to Forbes magazine, baby, okay? And, you know, it's cool to see, as podcasting grows, companies like McDonald's, State Farm, Tropicana, NASCAR, you know, these massive companies who we just saw doing ads on the Super Bowl. It's cool to see them moving into the podcast space, seeing them kind of, drift away a little from that traditional media, you know, hitting a new audience with the podcast stuff. The problem is, it hasn't really left any areas yet for smaller or local businesses to get in on the action, but that's what we are here for. That's what we're all about. So, again, if you're interested in learning more about all the benefits to podcast advertising, hit us up at snackspotsports@gmail.com.
What else do you hit? Save the spot you said was the best for last.
The only other places I can remember.
You ate at the place, the Polynesian and whatnot. Is that the spot you're talking about? Okay, anyway, yeah. We'll get to that then.
But before that, we ate at the French restaurant at Epcot, and that was lovely. Mm.
Did they have escargot?
Yes, of course. Escargot? Of course I did. It's one of my favorites. I love it.
Did you go on Ratatouille?
Twice, baby.
Sick?
Brother, that's the best smelling ride in all four parks. That ride smells so good. We
they went 5D on that puppy?
Dude.
Maybe 6D?
That might be 6Ds, brother. I think they've hit the sixth dimension on that Ratatouille ride because it is so good. It's an absolute blast, but you know, at the very end of the night, some of the people I was with were like, if we run there, we can get him one last Ratatouille. Do you want to run with us? And I'm like, I don't want to run, but I want to smell that fucking French bread scent that they pump in there so bad. And, dude, it was worth it. I slept for the rest of the ride after that.
Yes. How was the line? Like, how was the scenery? Because I remember when last time we were there, they were building it. And it looked like they were really, it was going to be a nice-looking spot. How was, like, the wait, like, the line? Queue? Yeah. Well, I don't mean length. I mean, like, how was
the ambiance, the decor. It really wasn't great compared to, like, a lot of the other stuff they've been doing. Yeah. Really? It really wasn't anything special. It was kind of old school, you know? Very bare bones.
paintings on the wall of
fruit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was meant to look.
Couple of hidden Mickeys.
Couple of hidden Mickeys, brother. I was, dude, I was.
You're going nuts on the hidden Mickeys.
I found one. Man, I've been so proud of myself. I did find one that's like one of those ones where you can only see it if you stand at a certain direction. It was like these gears that were hanging in the Star Wars area.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be like standing on this balcony that, again, I mean, if I had to judge the distance, I'd say probably 400 yards. But if you stand
the Star Wars part, that part of the park isn't even 400 yards long.
I would say probably about that.
And it's
probably about that length over that way. but I spotted that one. But dude, I think I got a little too intense about it because it was like I was starting to see hidden Mickeys in my dreams, man. Like I was seeing hidden Mickeys that were not there. I'm sure of it. I was.
You're like,
it was a fever.
Honey,
dream.
Look, hidden Mickey. And she's like, dude, that's
Jesus
a child.
Yeah. Dude, those Disney Imagineers are wild. You don't know where they're going to put them. That's what's so crazy. Because sometimes there's just three little things that are close to each other. But Disney World and the Imagineers and the design teams are so fucking nuts that it's like, It could be anything. There's fucking three little kids standing real close to each other. It's like,
hidden Mickey.
That's a hidden Mickey. Yeah. They've been standing there all day. Yeah. The park pays them. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, so then finally you ate at the Polynesian restaurant.
Also, All You Care to Enjoy. And Matthew.
You cared to enjoy that night?
I enjoyed quite a bit. I enjoyed
you cared
quite,
to enjoy
a bit.
Quite a bit.
I cared a whole lot. I had a
about enjoying.
Full heart, full stomach. There it is. My God, it was, we got to go there. It was so good.
How was the stay at the Polynesian? Was the spot?
Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely. Everybody there was super, super, super nice. Even more so than usual. It was great. You know, it was cool. It was
what
cool
was the
out.
Menu? What's the kind of restaurant? Like, because I don't know what the theme of the Polynesian is.
The theme of the Polynesian is like Pacific Islander. Yeah.
So what's the restaurant? Mediterranean?
No. It was, well, you know, it would have been like a Hawaiian type deal.
Okay.
But it wasn't really.
There was no pig roast or anything?
No. Which I was a little disappointed by. You know, I love a
pig cheek.
Pig cheek. You know, I love a pig cheek. But it's a most succulent part of the animal, for those of you who don't know. But it was lo mein noodles was one of the things. Damn good, though. Damn good lo mein noodles.
What made it so good?
Pork dumplings.
Oh, pork dumplings.
The food was just excellent. It was just truly exceptional. Some peel-and-eat Cajun-style shrimp, which was great. Steak, which was solid. But the best thing was, Matthew, this chicken with chimichurri sauce on it.
Chimichurri chicken. Never heard
it
of it.
It bowled me over. Neither. I mean, I've heard of chimichurri or whatever. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
I know chimichanga,
but I don't know what,
but that's like
but
a fried burrito.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is, but it tasted truly incredible. It was a phenomenal experience.
All right.
Yeah.
And you got the new Spider-Man hoodie on?
I got this at the airport as we were leaving.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is cool. You know, I've always wanted, like, a Spider-Man sweatshirt, and I've had a couple that kind of suck, and they, like, shrink in the wash. So this is, I bought this at the Universal Studios store.
Which, I still don't understand that, really. Like, I know that, like, I can't believe Disney is, like, well, I guess that's Sony, though. I mean, even though it's part of Marvel Universe, doesn't Sony still own Spider-Man? How does all that work?
It's
because I thought Disney now does sell like Marvel stuff.
Yep,
though.
And they have their own Avengers Park in California.
They're building one, aren't they?
It's already done. They've
no,
got
no,
a whole
no.
Avengers
they're building
campus.
A new park in Florida. I thought maybe they didn't
that
start
I'm not
yet.
Sure. That
yeah,
I'm not
I
sure.
Saw a whole thing about it. That they're going to build the same thing that they've built out there.
But the way that the license is structured for that is that Universal can't
expand.
Yeah, and they can't change any of their stuff. So as long as they stick to that 90s comic motif, that's all they have the license for.
But I thought there was also a period of time when Disney first acquired Marvel that Disney wasn't allowed to build Marvel stuff. But I think that period of time is quickly expiring. Like I think now I really do. You look it up.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think that Disney is building an Avengers-style park in Orlando. Also, speaking of Hollywood Studios, I know you weren't there, but Hollywood Studios. Oh, you went to Hollywood Studios, too?
I went to all of them.
Jesus. You got to go on the Hulk?
No, dude. That's in Universal.
That's what I meant. I was talking about Universal.
Yeah, didn't get to go to that's Universal. What I thought.
They're building a new park, too.
It's fucking stupid.
Scroll up. Breaking. Marvel theme park coming to Disney World. How is that? How do you scroll past that?
I don't know, dude. I'm a little blind. It was like, what do you want from me, dude? It's like fucking 50 yards away. It's hard to see.
Just scroll up a little bit.
Pretty nice.
It's breaking news. It was just announced that Marvel Infinity Kingdom, a new Marvel theme park, is coming to Disney World. Scroll down. Let's find a date.
Oh, who knows if there's even one.
2025,
baby. Which makes sense, because that might be the time.
Like I was saying.
What, that license?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly like you were saying. And
the 15 park will be located off of World Drive, south of fucking A.
Magic Kingdom. And west of Epcot. West
of
Epcot.
Of course, the same location Force World was going to be.
That was the Star Wars planned park.
Which has now been canceled.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the Star Wars, and then we'll get off the Disney talk, but what's the deal with the hotel? I haven't heard anything about that.
Dude, they shut it down.
Damn.
Yeah, they shut it down. Because, you know, it was, I
was
think
like people, overly immersive.
I think people just didn't like how constrictive it kind of was. Because you couldn't go to other parks and stuff.
Yeah, you were like stuck in Star Wars world.
Yeah, and it was like insanely expensive for only like 3 days or something like that, I think. So, yeah, the Star Cruiser, they just shut it down.
Damn.
I'd love to still see inside it. Maybe I could find a YouTube video of like what it looked inside there. I'll check it out.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, that was all I had for the day. Actually, I don't even know what I had before I realized that you had just gotten off a plane. I might have been coming in with nothing.
Sounds about right. Hey, no worries. But, you know, it's one of those, like you said, I just got off, so I honestly have no idea what's been going on. I didn't even watch a Super Bowl. Like, I didn't know who won until, you know, like...
That's crazy.
Monday the next day, like hours after, something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty mad when I found out the results, but, that's, you know, you got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Super Bowl. You were probably the only person in America who didn't know. Yeah. How do you not watch the Super Bowl, man? Like,
you're
we can't even talk commercials
fucking
now.
You fucking spend your day at Disney World.
We can't even talk commercials now. You know what
I'm
saying? There was a few good ones.
Oh, nice.
There was a good Ben Affleck one. Dunkin' Donuts one. That was funny. With J-Lo.
I can't believe I missed it. J-Lo was in it, too?
And Matt Damon. And Tom Brady.
I'm going to hang out under here for a bit.
A
Ben Affleck Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, it was good, too, Andy. It was really good.
I'm
going like,
to hang out
yeah,
under here. I'm going to be down here for a
while.
There
was also a good Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Damn.
A State Farm commercial. Did you watch Super Bowl, Emily?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
what was he saying?
Neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
Neighbor.
Like a good neighbor. State Farm was there. Yeah, so he kept saying, like a good neighbor. And they're like, neighbor, neighbor. And, like, that was the whole theme of the commercial.
Classic.
And, like, they kept doing different things. So, like, it ends and they're like, all right, we made one script change. And they're like, and they cut back to him. He's like a good neighbor. And, or he's like, he's about to say, like, good neighbor. And Danny DeVito is standing next to him. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. For no reason. Like, Danny DeVito had no relevance to the entire
commercial.
They were
in a movie together.
Well, I know, but, like, and then, yeah, that was, and then, yeah, he was, like, always stealing, or you, something about throwing him under the bus or something like that. Back, stabbing him in the back, taking his line. So that one was good.
Classic. He's a regular Jamie Taco.
I don't really remember what else. But, the Ben Affleck, I'm not going to say it was funny, because it's hard for a commercial to be, like, genuinely funny.
Yeah.
But I remember it was the commercial. Oh, everybody was like, oh, like it's Ben. Oh my God. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's one
of those. One of those ones. Yeah. Shout out to the fucking Bitcoin commercial from a few years back with Larry David or whatever.
Yeah. There was, What else was there?
Whatever happened to those guys?
I don't know. There was a lot of Intuit TurboTax commercial. Like every other commercial was.
Brother, tax season's coming up. It's never too late.
And then there was, what else was there? There was, did you see the thing about the Kanye commercial?
No.
Dude, I didn't see
it. Was he in a commercial?
Dude, I didn't see it because, you should look that up too. Because I think it was only regional, Andy, but Emily, do you know what I'm talking about on this too?
No, I didn't see this.
Dude, see, I hope I didn't get duped by the internet, but I might have.
Oh, boy, that you definitely did. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so no, don't click the video. Click one of the articles or something. Yeah, dude, okay, so it looks pretty real, right?
I mean, this is from a website called The Independent that I've...
Is this real?
Only aired on regional CBS stations.
Yeah, okay. So Andy, he bought a commercial. Wait, scroll back to the top. Because it said, yeah, $7 million, 30-second ad. And the commercial was him driving in his car, recording on the front camera of his iPhone. Like, I bought this commercial space, but we spent all the money on the commercial space, so we couldn't afford to actually make a commercial. So I'm just here to tell you to check out my website, easy.com. We sell clothes and shoes and stuff. And that was it. In, like, the worst quality ever.
Interesting.
$7 million.
Wow. I kind of
like that. And then he said, I'm going to write it at the bottom of the screen, and I got some shoes, and that's it. That's what he said. And Andy, at the bottom of the screen is just flashing, like, Yeezy and, like, Times New Roman, just Yeezy.com.
He couldn't even change the font.
No. Dude. See, you could, I mean, I don't know if you want to play it out loud, but, like, you probably could.
Well, yeah, it won't play unless Emily adjusts the volume over there, so.
Yeah.
Let me just tap on it.
Yeah, just so watch it. Like, you can keep the yeah.
See what it actually looks
but
like.
Just yeah. Yeah, dude.
He's got his grills in. That's a commercial?
$7 million.
Brother, I forgive him for everything he's ever done. Wow. Honestly, I kind of really, really like that. I think that's really interesting.
I think...
I know it's $7 million,
well,
but
I think it would have been a really interesting marketing campaign, like marketing idea.
If it had been on purpose.
If it wasn't Kanye. Well, it's funny that it's not on purpose, but like... It would have been funny if, like, it was, like, going back to Ben Affleck and his Dunkin' Donuts commercial. If Dunkin' Donuts was like, dude, we'll pay you a shit ton of money to just go on your phone and be like, yeah, we spent all this
like
money on
the commercial.
Like a cameo? Yeah, like, exactly. Literally, exactly.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. But it also, you know, would have been different. It's like those ads on Instagram that, like, look like memes and stuff. That's what it would have been like, and those drive me nuts. That is kind of what this is, but that's very interesting.
And
I wonder if it wouldn't surprise me if big companies actually started doing things like that. Obviously, more like scripted and stuff, and using actors. But like,
yeah,
because you know, although I feel like there are even commercials where it's supposed to be somebody like doing a selfie, but it looks, you know,
yeah.
Super
like that was just that was like Kanye was driving the night before. He was driving around on Saturday night like, oh shit, I paid $7 million, we didn't come up with anything,
I better
like, we gotta get something out there, because like that's how it showed on the TV too, Andy. It wasn't like full screen, it was just, it looked like when somebody casts like their phone on TV and it's like going through their pictures, like it was just a little block.
That's awesome. That's so funny. So they'll wow. So if you buy the time, they'll let you put whatever you want.
I mean, if,
up
I
there.
Think if you're spending $7 million, you can pretty much put whatever you
that's
want.
That's awesome.
And maybe not. Maybe that's why it was only regional. Maybe he tried to go. You know what I mean? And they're like, dude, we're not showing it.
I'm gonna put it at the bottom.
Yeah. I'm gonna put YEEZY.com I'm gonna put it at the bottom. We got some shoes and that's it.
That's great. That's great. $7 million. Also gets the word out there about how much those Super Bowl ads cost just for the airtime, you know? That's pretty.
And that's a regional commercial for 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
Not even a national one.
Wow. That's hilarious. That's awesome. And just like that, he's back on top. Yeah, that's cool.
You want to do the who would win of the week?
Yes. Oh, man. Okay, we'll pull up some stats for this one. What a battle. Battle of the bellies, dare I say. This week's Who Would Win of the Week is comedian Bert Kreischer versus comedian Stavros Halkias. A couple of big fellas, two of the best in the game. Who would win if the two were to go at it? I'll pull up some of their stats right now here. Let's see what's going on. Let's get Birdie Boy. Next time I'll have these pulled up before.
Stavros is a small boy.
Yeah, but he... Oh, is he short?
5'8".
Yeah, that's pretty tiny. Stavroso. Stavrisse. Stavidabiz. Yeah, that's a pretty tiny dude. He weighs a lot, though, and he carries himself well. Bert, honestly, I don't know if you've seen him recently, but he's not looking bad.
Bert is 6 foot.
Okay, solid. So, I mean, he's got 4 inches
on. This is the worst way you could have looked this up. Wikipedia?
It's got all those facts right there, though.
Where?
It
doesn't have the height or the weight of either of them.
Okay, well, I thought it would. So, that's on me.
Dude. Stavros cracks me up, man.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I mean, they both are, but Stavros, he's newly more popular. We got his signature hanging on the T-shirt in the green room.
Yeah, but I was listening to him on a podcast after the Ravens lost, obviously.
Oh yeah,
and, dude, he had me cracking up just talking about like how he just like. He was doing so good, and, like, his life fell apart because of it. He was like, I've been on, like, a 14-day bender. He's like, I weigh more than I weigh. He's like, all I've been doing is eating. He's like, I've been eating 6 meals a day. Jesus. You know you're in a bad spot when you order, like, night ice cream to get delivered every night, and then you eat it, and then if there's, like, some melted ice cream left over a few hours later, like, you'll drink the melted ice cream, like, out of the pot. He's like, dude, it's been bad. And he's like, I can't wait to go. I'm going back on, like, a mini tour. Like, I'm going on the road for a couple of shows. He's like, I can't wait to get back on the road because it will make my lifestyle healthier right now because I'm just in, like, a state of deep, dark depression because of the Ravens.
I got to be honest. As a guy who listens to most of the stuff Stav puts out, he always says that. And he's got a little trouble going for it. But who would win in a fight between these two? You know, the thing about Bert is he's extremely competitive. Yeah. You know, those Sober October challenges that he and Rogan and Segura and Ari Shaffir would do, Bert really, really, like, talked a lot of smack. And he really wants to go for these things. Those he didn't do great in. However, the basketball competitions that he and Tom have done, the tennis competition, the guy, even when he was at his biggest, is an athlete. He is the true pinnacle of that Mickey Mantle gene. That's just what he's got. But Stavros really doesn't seem like anything will faze this guy. I mean, absolutely nothing. But he's kind of a sweet boy. Look,
I feel like
him.
If you punch
he's
him in
cutie.
The face, he'd be like, what the fuck, dude? And like laugh about it. Like, why'd you
do
that?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, and well, also, now I'm just getting punched in the face by random bros. Like, what?
And it's going to bounce right off of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's a big boy. I don't know because you don't have his fucking dimensions pulled up. But
well,
I
don't want to do the guy. What if it says it's like an
six,
old
eight,
number?
5'8", 280.
Okay, that's reasonable. That's reasonable.
I don't know how.
I'm sure he's,
you know,
I'm
that
sure
was
he's
as of
there.
February 10th, 2024. Dude, this website is pretty up to date.
Okay, that's pretty good. God, which one of them do you think hits harder? I want to say Bert. I mean, he's always wearing those rings. Like,
I bet
it
you
just seems
yeah,
like.
I bet you Bert's got some power behind his punch.
Yeah, yeah. He was he played baseball and stuff his whole life. You know, he's got it going on. I honestly don't know if either of these guys really get down and dirty like that. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you Bert has been in some fight back in his Van Wilder days.
Interesting. I'm not sure about that.
I do.
Because, again, he's kind of a sweetie.
Dude, I know. And he seems like here's the thing. Like, he seems like one of those dudes that's, like, a very, like, fun, nice and fun drunk. Like, he doesn't turn into an asshole. But even if that's being said, like, if you're drinking and partying as much as he was, like, at some point you're going to piss somebody off, like, just because you're probably hammered, you know? And I feel like, to that factor, he had to have, like, gotten in some scraps in his day. Now, Stavros, on the other hand, he is from Baltimore. Like, I feel like he's got to have a little bit of grit behind him 100%. There. 100%. But, like, again, he was too lovable probably to ever anybody. Like, nobody was ever pissed at him.
Look at that pun him.
Yeah, he was saying some horrible stuff, and people were just like, dude, that's funny because you're Stavvy. You know what I mean?
See, maybe that's what's going to be the defining factor, because I really think these are two of the best comedians in the game and experts. Like, their way of fighting, they're going to be able to talk themselves out of any situation.
Yeah, but I feel like people that really know, like, people that like Bert Kreischer, but there's a lot of people, I feel like, that don't like Bert Kreischer that know his stuff. Like, there might be people that think they don't like Stavvy, but once you hear Stavvy's stuff, nobody doesn't like Stavvy. Yeah. Even if you don't think he's, like nobody thinks he's, like, a bad dude, whereas I feel like people are, like, Bert Kreischer, like, he's a bad guy. Like,
I mean, he's also been famous for a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So he's had more time to develop a hatred base. Yeah, an anti-fan base, whatever it's called.
A hatred base, yeah. I think, is a dictionary definition.
But I just think that Bert is probably, like, from a physical perspective, just, like, more equipped to beat the shit out of Stavros than Stavros is equipped to beat the shit out of Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that one. Stavros, he's got the tools, but he doesn't necessarily have the juice. And Bert, he's got a little bit of that Tampa in him, too. Like, that's not for nothing.
No, a little bit of that Florida boy.
Yeah. Ah, this is a tough one, but I feel like it's got to be Bert.
I'm going to take Bert. I mean, look at that picture. Look at that picture with bottom right. Over, right, down.
Oh, this bad boy? Picture.
Look at that guy. He's fucking Diesel.
And he looks even better than that now. Oh, this is disc. Oh, yeah, he's super into disc golf. Nice. Shout out to Todd Rosenberg for that photo.
Yeah. Shout out, Todd. That's a great picture.
Yeah.
I like Bert Kreischer in this fight.
And also, you know what? Bert is a really, like, you know, the guy gets down and dirty.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like he's not afraid. He's definitely not afraid.
It's got to be Bert. And, man, did you ever hear, like, him talk about the show he did called Hurt Bert?
No.
It's wild. He was, like, a rodeo clown for a day.
Yeah.
He broke a bunch of ribs. He broke his back. He fell off a waterfall once doing, like, a Travel Channel show.
I mean, I always forget that he was on the Travel Channel.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Just weird because he was on there for 10 years. Yeah. It was a huge chunk of his life for a while. But luckily he left, and now he's more famous and richer than ever. So good for him. But, it's got to be Bird at the end of the day. As much as everybody loves Stavvy, unfortunately, in this instance.
I do like Stavvy. Stavvy's really negative on him. Well, I guess that's clean sweep 2-0. Bert Kreischer over Stavvy. Vote on that on Friday on Instagram. Who would win of the week? Andy.
Yes.
We'll wrap it up shortly. It is Valentine's Day for all of those people out here listening on Thursday. We're recording this on Valentine's Day night.
Yep. And there's no place I'd rather be. We should have made the lights red.
Oh, man.
There it is.
Well, that's a little demonic. Maybe pink. Maybe a soft pink.
Pink's probably not going to. I don't have a pink button.
Yes, yeah, you do. You've got a fuchsia. That's not fuchsia.
Brother, that's this is not.
Fucking dumbass.
I'm putting it back to red.
Dude, give me that. Just hand it to
me. Okay, I pushed the right button, man. The lights, it's the remote things. It's not going to look the way you want it to.
No, but then you got to. What?
Yeah, see? It's complicated.
The fuck, dude?
That's what I thought. Not so easy. You know, push one of the music note buttons.
No, because there's no music playing.
It doesn't matter. Give me the room. All right, fine.
Yeah, that's blue, dude. That's fucking blue.
That's bullshit. Blue as hell. That's blue as heck, brother.
But we're happy to have you back.
Thanks.
From Florida.
Happy to be back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was awesome getting to wear, like, pants and long sleeve shirts in Disney World and stuff.
See, that's cool. I could see that.
I loved that.
Yeah. I could see myself liking that. I've only ever been to Disney World when it's fucking scorching hot.
Yeah.
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 Maybe not even always scorching, but, like, definitely shorts and t-shirt. But I've also definitely been there when it's fucking June, July, and it's, like, unbearably warm.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like that. I'd love to go when it was, like, 60 degrees.
It was awesome.
Wear a hoodie.
Yep.
That's cool.
You know, again, Animal Kingdom Safari, the animals like it better, too. So you see a couple more.
Yeah, I don't think I'm pro safari. I mean, I know they're good to the animals there in Disney World from what they say, but
yeah.
I still don't know if I'm pro safari.
Yeah, no, I feel like this is – I feel like we could go on record as like an anti that sort of podcast.
If I was going to safari it up, Africa. We're going to Africa. We're going true safari style. Like, because when you're at Animal Kingdom,
there's no danger.
You got stuff to do. You got Avatar. You got
I mean, you got
Mount
like
Everest.
Three things to do.
Yeah, but then you get out. Then you go.
Yeah, I hear that.
I'm not a safari guy. What else do they even have there? They got the Little Mermaid, or is that at?
That's at Magic Kingdom.
No, the old. Oh, no, that's at Epcot.
That's at Epcot.
The Finding Nemo one.
Yeah, that is at Epcot.
Is it also?
They have some kind of show or something, I think, at Animal Kingdom. They've got a couple different shows.
Under the sea, do-do-do-do. I'll take a song like this. Under the sea, do-do-do-do.
And then we'll slowly fade.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, but listen, Andy, that's all I got on the agenda.
Yeah, I think we should get out of here. Keep it brief on this one.
Andy, I love you.
I love you, too.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks, folks. See ya.